419, Division 178, heading toward Gresham.
Hey, 419, I got customer contact. What's going on?
The guy is just, he's, stopping at 7-Eleven, picked up a bunch of candy bar stuff, and he's, like, unwrapping them, eating them, and throwing the wrappers all over the bus.
Okay, I didn't quite catch all of that. So you got a guy eating and throwing wrappers on the floor?
Yeah, someone slips on those, it's our butt. So I'm just trying to, I'm asking to clean it up, it just looks to me, and, like, well, what are you going to do, kind of attitude, just give him the creeps.
Right, I hear you. I mean, is he creating an unsafe environment for you to operate the bus?
Yeah, I'm constantly checking over my shoulder because I don't know what he's going to do next.
Okay, is he verbally harassing you at all?
No, he hasn't said a word at all, which kind of, throws a red flag.
Okay. All right, well, if it's not safe for you to drive the bus, then you got to stop the bus. So if that's your decision and you think that this is causing you to not be safe, then that's fine, but we need to stop the bus. Are you stopped right now?
At Division 185.
All right, let's go ahead and open up the doors and let them know we got police on the way.
Okay.
Can you describe the guy for me?
He's about 6 feet tall, he's got a gray jacket, blue hoodie, some tattoos, blue jeans, and black shoes.
Did he take off?
So,
talk to me, Mike. I need to know what's going on there.
He just left the bus. He's walking back down towards the previous stop. You need to have someone look at him.
Yeah, police aren't going to do anything that ultimately boils down to littering. I understand he's making it feel weird, but they can't do anything about people making it feel weird either. So I'm glad he's off your bus, so let's just go ahead and close your doors and roll. And I hope you have a better day, okay?
Rock and roll, let's get her done.
1745.